and helping low-income residents of Hunterdon County who struggle with these issues has planned Dream Dinner. The coalition works closely with Family Promise of Hunterdon County, the county's only homeless shelter for families. It operates a network of 45 congregations with more than 1,000 local volunteers dedicated to bringing the community together to help families regain their housing, their independence, and their dignity. Dream Dinner brought awareness to these pivotal issues and raised money to support this very worthy cause. Local businesses donated food and other items to help support the community-based dinner. All proceeds will go to support Family Promise of Hunterdon County's programs, which include homeless prevention, homeless shelter, and neighbors in need. In addition to the food and entertainment, people heard from the Family Promise of Hunterdon advocates. The success of the Dream Dinner depended on everyone in the community. Family Promise of Hunterdon County is a nonprofit agency that was established in 1990 with a mission to end homelessness by mobilizing the community to guide homelessness families and individuals to self-sufficiency and permanent housing with compassionate care, services, and professional support. Family Promise provides shelter, meals, mental health services, and other support services for families and individuals who are homeless or in danger of becoming homeless. All right, over 300 brave cold temperatures for run-of-the-mill 5K. Undeterred by temperatures that remained in the teens at race time, over 300 runners and walkers took place in Saturday's 5th annual Mid-Jersey Orthopedics Run-of-the-Mill 5K. Nick Russo of Queens NY covered them 3.1 miles in a speedy 17:03 for the overall win. Russo is a partner in the Northeast Kingdom Running Camp, a summer training camp located in Vermont, which was a sponsor of this year's run. In the women's race, Kristen Prendergast won the women's overall title. A North Hunterdon Regional High School and the University of Virginia graduate, she competed for the Base Camp Athletic Club, placing 6th overall in 1831, just under 6 minutes per mile. The club had 25 runners taking part, with 6 placing in the top 12, 7 in the top 20, and 10 in the top 30. Other participants included Dr. Robert Moore of Mid-Jersey Orthopedics, sporting bib number 1. Moore has been the lead sponsor and an enthusiastic supporter of this race since its inception. Also taking part was Mayor Janice Kovac, sporting bib number 100. The race, founded by a local Olympian and North Hunterdon graduate, Julie Coley, benefits a number of causes, including the Hunterdon Lions Track, a youth track club, which introduces the sport of track and field to over 200 Hunterdon County boys and girls each spring, the New Jersey New York Track Club, Coley's training group of professional athletes who have trained in the Clinton area and helped coach their track club, and the North Hunterdon boys and girls cross country and track teams. The race also makes a contribution to the Red Mill Museum Village. We're taking another short break. We'll be right back with the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. I think we have enough time for, I think, two more stories to talk about. Clinton hosts annual Hunterdon St. Patrick's Day Parade. The Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, Hunterdon County, held its fourth annual St. Patrick Day Parade on Sunday. Patrick Barrett served as a parade grand marshal, and Lebanon Borough Councilman Robert Jung was named Irishman of the Year. Pat is a founding member and past president of the FSSP, and currently he chairs out our all-important FSSP funding committee that is responsible for dispersing over $30,000 annually to needy individuals, families, and organizations in Hunterdon County. Chairman Bernie Gallagher said previously, "Our Irishman of the Year, Bob Jung, a decorated veteran, is hugely involved in many organizations in Hunterdon County. Both Pat and Bob epitomize our core values of community, culture, and camaraderie and have contributed in large amount to the success of our organization to benefit the local community. We are delighted to have such worthy individuals to recognize as part of our 2017 St. Patrick's Day Parade celebrations. The parade highlighted Irish American traditions and culture, including five pipe and drum bands, along with Irish dancers, musicians, singers, military veterans, canine groups, and more. A parade after party was held at the Clinton Firehouse immediately following the parade, with music provided by the Patrick Clifford Band. The Hunterdon Central students present Sweeney Todd. Hunterdon Central Regional High School's Fine Arts Department has been performing Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Baker Street. The musical opened on Thursday, with final performance taking place at 7 p.m. on Saturday. The production team includes Gail Enterline, Megan Petrishin, Melissa Mongle, and also William Magalio, Tim Klein, Alyssa J. Laubit, Eric Petrishin, and James Duffy. The cast includes Liam Carroll, who played Sweeney Todd, Melissa Moulter, who played Mrs. Lovett, Charlie Sagers, who played Anthony Hope, Tara Keelan, who played the Beggar Woman, Jacob Barrett, who played the Beetle, Mary Rose Pommycax, who played Johanna, Brandon Fisher, who played Adolfo Patelli, Vanessa Scrapelli as young Lucy, and Sam Pielli as young Sweeney. Other lead cast members are Cameron Clifford, who played Tobias Ragg, Alex Ritter, who played Judge Turpin, Connor Nacernia, who played the Bird Seller, and Chris Soldano, the Jonas Fogg. The crew for the production includes student directors Mason Forringer and Thomas Gonzalez, student technical director Greg Rancheller, and assistant tech director Josh Titello. The Pitt Symphony Orchestra is made up of 48 instrumental performers, Katie Lee, who performed as the concert master. And I think we have just enough time for a couple more. I can fit this in. Dairy farmers milk the cows of every day of the year. Dairy farmers are usually family businesses. The reason is simple. All those cows require lots of attention every day. There are no holidays when you're in the dairy business. Memorial Day, Labor Day, they are all the same. Cows don't take holidays. The dairy business used to be big business in New Jersey. Many dairies have closed in recent years, but not to worry. Dairy's farms still dot the Hunterdon landscape, and you can even still get milk delivered to your doorstep. Right now, we're milking about 50 cows, said Jared Weeks. There are some 200 animals on the farm. They're all brown Swiss and Holsteins. Jared and Tracy Weeks operate Hunval Farm, located at 258 Route 579 in Ringo's. They started in 2005. We do whole milk, he added, and we started doing products about a year ago. The products include cheese, yogurt, butter, and chocolate milk. Brown eggs are also offered. Whole milk means that it's pasteurized but not homogenized, he explained. The pasteurization process exposes the milk to a high temperature to take care of bacteria present. Homogenization mixes the cream throughout the milk so that there is no cream line. You could find Hunville Farm Milk at Basil Bandwagon and at Hopewell's Brick Farm Market. Jared is in talks with other wholesalers as well, or pay a visit to the farmer's produce stand, but call first. For more information, call 908-619-3571. Fulper Farms is a fifth-generation dairy operation. The products here include milk, cream, yogurt, and cheese, aged cheddar, feta made with cow's milk, and mozzarella. We are also now offering Gouda, said Gina Davio. It's been aging for a while. Everything here is produced with natural ingredients, no preservatives, no additives, no sweeteners. Fulper Farms products can be found at many farm markets, including the Devore Winter Market. The whole milk has a clear cream line, said Davio. That means that it is pasteurized but not homogenized, and the heavy cream is extraordinarily fresh. There's more. We'll be kicking off our farm tours on Saturday, April 22nd, she pointed out. Thereafter, the tours will be held every second and fourth Saturday. The tours start at 2:30 p.m. During the summer months, popular summer camps are offered. For more information, call 609-651-5991 or visit fulperfarms.com. Sugar Maple Jerseys LLC is home to some 36 milk cows. All of them are Jerseys with the breed with the big brown eyes matching the color of their coat. The milk here is turned to cheese, all made in small batches, select from cheddar, feta, gouda, mozzarella, cream cheese, and cheese curds, and of course, handmade butter. Heidi's interest was in those brown-eyed Jerseys, and Greg's was for farming. They met during discussion of hay, and the rest is history. Today, they've turned their farming passions into a sizable operation. In addition to all that milk and cheese, at Sugar Maple, you'll find beef, veal, chicken, and pork chops, ground sausage, and ham. They regularly show up at various farm markets, including Stangle and Clinton. The website is extensive, and you can order for delivery for $40 or more. The farm is located outside 41 Locktown Surgeonsville Road outside Stockton. For more information, call 908-455-0497 or visit sugarmaplejerseys.com. Patty and Tom Smeltzer run Sunrise Milk. They live in Clinton, but they don't own a single cow. But they deliver milk, cream, yogurt, and cheese all over the area, right to your doorstep. We deliver milk and other products near our refrigerated milk truck, said Patty. Right now, we have about 225 customers. They started Sunrise Milk 2 years ago. The milk comes in glass bottles, and all of it comes from the Apple Valley Creamery. This big dairy operation is located in Adams County, Penn. Apple Valley is a family-owned dairy that milks its own herd of cows. It's pasteurized but not homogenized, so that cream line is clearly visible in the glass bottle. We deliver 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. all over Hunterdon and the surrounding area, Patty said. That surrounding area includes adjacent parts of Merker, Somerset, Warren, Bucks, and Northampton. In addition to the bottles of milk, you can order other products. These include butter, yogurt, cream, eggs, chocolate milk, and cheese from Colby, Jack, Cheddar, and Swiss. Organic soy-free eggs are from Holland View Farm in Milford. And local maple syrup is from Misty Mountain in Maple Farm in Tewksbury. We also have a new mocha milk added, Patty. It's half chocolate and half coffee. That doesn't really sound good. It's like a mix between hot chocolate and coffee. But cold. Ugh. Guess some people like it. For more information, call 908-303-3080 and visit sunrisemilk.com. Delivery alerts are posted on the website. A hopeful notice when adverse weather prevents the truck from making its rounds. And we've just about hit the end of the hour mark. Just want to say thank you, everyone, for listening to my show as usual. And we'll be back again next week with more information and news. And again, this is Wyatt Nasinski with the Interns News Corner, and we will see you next week.
About setting some goals for the day, and it can lead towards being pessimistic. I didn't get them all done. What's wrong with me? Instead of spending time reading, I should have been taking care of something. Sometimes we have to cry. Sometimes we have to scream at the top of our lungs. Sometimes we have to make pros list, cons list, compare the pros and cons, make some choices. Sometimes lemonade. So I hope this has been helpful. If you notice that you are pessimistic, know that you do have the ability to change that pessimism to something else, to be optimistic. Saying, well, that's the way I am, is just a choice. I can make changes to think positively. I may have to practice at it. But the more I practice at it, the better I get, the more hopeful I become, the more comfortable I am, my health improves, my relationships improve. So I'm Ruth Altam, your role, a licensed professional counselor and your host. I hope this was helpful. If you want to get some more information about who I am, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor.net. Please follow me on Facebook. Under Counselor's Chat, you can also see the lineup of the shows that I've done in the past on my Facebook page, Counselor's Chat. Please go on there and like it. I'd love to get more people to like my Facebook page. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899.